This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. While official results have not been posted, Reuters' Matthew Liratonda reports supporters of Pakistan's jailed former leader Nawaz Sharif allege Wednesday's vote was rigged.
An icon of Pakistan cricket who turned into an anti-corruption crusader has declared himself victor in that country's chaotic general election. The vote's been marred by violence and reports of widespread technical problems, but it looks set to make Imran Khan the country's next prime minister. This is only the second civilian election in Pakistan's 71-year history.
That was Reuters' Matthew Liratonda. A bomb exploded outside the U.S. Embassy in Beijing Thursday, wounding the lone assailant, but police described the weapon merely as a firework device. Beijing police said the suspect, a 26-year-old man from China's Inner Mongolia region, had injured his hand and was taken to a hospital. AP correspondent Christopher Bodie reports there hasn't been any comment on a report by the ruling Communist Party newspaper Global Times that officers had earlier removed a woman outside the embassy after she sprayed gasoline on herself in a suspected attempt at self-immolation.
So we don't know whether this incident about this woman setting herself on fire was a rumor of some sort, or whether it happened and it's been sort of suppressed, but it doesn't seem to be connected to the actual incident that we're reporting on where this fellow set off this bomb.
Police did not provide a motive for the bomb attack. Troops searched for survivors in the remote southern tip of Laos Thursday. State media reports at least 26 people are dead and over 130 remain missing after a dam constructed by South Korea's SK burst. An SK official said fractures were found on the dam Sunday and the company had ordered 12 villages to evacuate. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump